Well, stocks are lower here as we kick off today's session, continuing on the lower track from yesterday. Jared Blickery's on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange watching all of the action here. What's the chatter like down there? You know, we got a lot to weigh here between the Fed, what's happening to the East, et cetera, Jared.
Well, it's pretty quiet here. It still is August. Summer, I would say the summer doldrums continue here, but I'm looking at the big board and I don't see a lot of green. So I'd like to focus on what I do see in the green. First is a VIX. That's looks like it has a 22 handle right now. So it's above 20. That's one of those psychological levels. That's been a threshold in the past. So we do want to pay attention to that. It spiked above 20 before and then quickly came down. So it doesn't mean that necessarily have to see a more prolonged setup or a sell-off here. But, you know, you take a look at what the market is seemingly pricing in, and that's a Fed that's a little bit more hawkish than the market was expecting. And given the fact that we have low liquidity and we are still in the month of August and a lot of traders are in vacation, that just makes the market more susceptible to violent price swings based on new information. And so I think even though it wasn't cataclysmic yesterday, what we got out of the FOMC minutes, it was a little bit unexpected. And so that's what's happening now. But we are back into the mode that we've seen over the last couple of weeks, which is the market's exhibiting a little bit of weakness here. China stocks are selling off. I talk about KWEB, and that just keeps sinking to new multi-month and multi-year lows just about every day here. And so the situation over there with all those large caps not participating in the NASDAQ, we've just seen breadth, not only in the market cap weighted, but also in the equal weighted. We've seen both of those come down over the last few days. So I guess a big question for investors is, how long will this sell-off continue for? What are the prices to the downside that we're looking at in the S&P 500? We could easily go down another 50-100 points, and it really wouldn't mean much in the larger term picture. Probably be a buying opportunity. So also taking a look at what's happening in the commodities market, you know, WTI crude, that could march down to $60 per barrel.
You know, and as we watch commodities, because I was looking at those this morning as well, from oil to copper, iron ore, a lot of concerns about China seem to be baked in there. How should we view commodities as a signal for macroeconomy and for equities in turn? Or should we just view them as, you know, kind of a separate indicator here?
No, I think they are going to be a leading indicator as to the rebound in China. So when they finally get over the hump, and we have no idea where they are, I personally wouldn't trust the data that's coming out of there. But when we see copper perk back up, when we see crude oil perk back up, and we might need to see some kind of market clearing event before that happens, but the charts will tell us. And as much like Shakira's hips, the charts don't lie.
Wow, that just happened.
No, they didn't. That did just happen. I liked it. Jared Blickery, thank you so much.